Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, time with rookie receiver Marquise Lee. And let's start with USC. Man, you come from a school that has put out not just pros, but Hall of Famers, right? What was it like to go to a place where the level of expectation was excellence at all times?
It was great. You know, going to SC, I knew at the end of the day, they'd expect a lot out of you. And not only expect a lot out of you, you know, you come in there willing to compete. You know, compete as much as you can. And in my case, you know, that's why I play football. That's one of the reasons why I play football is to compete. I love competing. So at the end of the day, I felt like that was the perfect place for me to go. And just, you know, all the Hall of Famers and things like that, you know, I haven't really sat down and really thought about it, but I know a lot of talent came out from that school. And my main focus is being a part of that.
You know, we've obviously got Tony Boselli here, whose name is on the wall, and he's one of the greats.
Yeah.
And Jack Del Rio was the coach here, and he was one of the great players that played there for a long time. And it just seems like there's this mystique, there's this bond among USC guys. I mean, obviously Pete Carroll and Jeff Fisher and all these guys who have come through there. Did it give you a step up in preparing to be a professional football player? Because it just seemed like that place just oozes NFL.
You know, I didn't really realize how much they prepared me, you know, until I actually got here. You know, went through the combine process and knowing how much I knew compared to some of those who didn't. Having the ability to go there, you know, taught me a lot. You know, straight from the combine, I'm at the combine, got to do board work, got to do things like that. And I'm feeling like before I got in there, like, okay, I don't think you're prepared for this, you know, but you know, after going down, seeing it and seeing the stuff that, you know, Coach Kiff and, you know, Coach T. Martin and Coach Helton, you know, push upon us as far as you learning. You need to know this more than not just learning just all offense, but learning defense to help me to this point.
All right. Moving on. Next topic, Jacksonville and the next generation of Jaguars receivers. Trust me, they had a tremendous pair with Jimmy and Keenan here. You probably heard those names, yeah, even if you haven't seen them play. Now it's you and Allen. Whether you know it or not, you and Allen step in, and they tried to replace guys, and they just haven't hit it. What do you think about the chemistry that you and Allen are already forming? Is it there? Should people get excited about the next generation?
Me and Allen is really close, and I can honestly say we've been roommates since day one. I actually talked to him because you know, Silas Red transferred to SC, so I got the opportunity to talk to, you know, A-Rob before we even thought about going to the draft and things like that. So now we're just building it. You know, now it's just two close friends, you know, just being close. That's really about it. Main focus is trying to help each other on and off the field, and just get the job done at the end of the day. We know what we're here for, and we plan on getting the job done.
All right, 5 minutes here, five good questions with Marquise Lee on A Few Good Minutes. And the next one is trust. And there was a story in the paper, and I've read a lot. You were a foster child, and you talked about Jerry Sullivan, and who was also a foster child, the Jaguars receivers coach. And the word trust means so many different things to so many people. What does trust mean to you? And how does someone get Marquise Lee's trust?
Yeah, you know, I've been in the system. You know, I ran across people who I trusted who, you know, who failed, you know. So that's why trusting me is so important. And I mean, just trust at the end of the day for me is somebody who's reliable. You know, not just reliable, but somebody you can talk to at the end of the day and keep what you want them to keep amongst themselves. And things like that. And in the case of football, you know, just in my case and how I want everybody to trust me is just the reliable aspect of, you know, Chad knowing at the end of the day when he come my way that I'm going to get the job done. I'm going to try my hardest as far as getting in and out my routes to catch the ball for him so the team can get the first down, things like that.
Is football a place that you just instinctively trust?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's a place that where I feel like you just got to grow. You know, you never expect somebody to come in and be like, oh, yeah, no, I trust everybody. That's hard. I mean, for me, I'm speaking right for myself.
Sure.
I'm not speaking for everybody else. I mean, that's hard for me. But, I mean, when I got here, you know, and gradually having, you know, players like Cecil, Mike, Ace, you know, come around and talk to me my first day, you know, and not even knowing where I'm from, you know, my background and things like that, but still trying to help me. Knowing the process of, you know, we got multiple receivers here, you know, things like that, 53-man roster, and, you know, Cease and Mike been doing their job here as far as receivers, you know, and you drafted two more receivers, you know. That's a big deal, and that's why my trust with them is so big because, you know, still with everything that went on, they still was there trying to help me get through it, you know, and you can see they're not for themselves. They're for everybody and for the team.
All right, moving on, NFL. You played at USC, top of the College Mountain. Now you're at the very top of the mountain in terms of football played in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel any different, or is it just the same game that you've always played?
It's pretty much the same game you always played, to honestly tell you the truth. That same game you played on the streets when, you know, 7-on-7 trying to do, you know, get open and score touchdowns. But at the end of the day, just more of a mental standpoint. You know, in the league, everybody's capable. Everybody's physically capable. It depends on, you know, who's going to spend that time, you know, sit down, spend that extra time, you know, in the playbook or watching film, you know, trying to understand players, you know, things like that. So as far as me right now, I'm at the bottom of the bottom. You know, as far as, you know, yeah, I'm in the league. I'm in the league, yes, but then again, you still got to understand, like, everything I did in college is out the door. You know, you still got to come back in and prove yourself once all over again and show people that you're capable, because at the end of the day, you can do good in college, then you can go to the league and be a bust.
All right, time to move on to the social side of this thing. And you can send yours, hashtag AFGM, a few good minutes. And I got lots of questions for you, Marquise, but they all boil down to this one, and that is, what's it like to watch all of your teammates, all of the receivers, standing on the sideline? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
I mean, not really. But, I mean, at the end of the days, it happens. You know, it's a part of football. A lot of things that you can't control happens, and that's the situation we're in right now. Thank God it's not major injuries. You know, it's just minor injuries where, you know, a little hamstring, tight a little here and there. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's going to be back. You know, and that's the main focus. You know, we're really worried about the season and getting that job done. Yeah, preseason there, you know, to get your feet wet. But at the end of the day, we really want to focus on the season and everybody being ready for the season. And if that means them sitting out preseason right now and them taking a break right now, then that's what we're going to do in order for everybody to be ready game one.
Friday against Tampa, you excited for your first NFL action?
Yeah, I'm ready to see how it goes. You know, I don't think I'm going to be nervous. I'm just going to be out there ready to go.
All right. Marquise Lee, a few good minutes. Thanks so much for your time. Welcome to Jacksonville.